Big Jim's house.
So we need your help, and don't worry about if you can't respond now. If you can call or text whenever you get time to think about this. Okay, we've been banding this about. Something has started to happen when we play Battle of the Burbs. We've noticed this. This is kind of cool. People are giving their own slogans when they win. We used to say, like, okay, just say West Side. And now they yell out,
West Side is the best side.
Right. And then we got, you know, Downriver Rocks.
Yeah, Downriver Rocks has been a big one.
And the East Side one, we've had a couple people, like, East Side Rules.
I've had that, but I also like East is a Beast.
East is a Beast. So do those sound like good slogans for each side for a Battle of the Burbs t-shirt? Because what we're going to do is we're going to get some shirts made up, and when you win Battle of the Burbs, you also get a shirt so you can wear it. So right now we have West Side is the best side.
Yes.
We kind of agree that one.
I mean, that one's been the one that people have been saying.
If you have another suggestion, though, 248-398-9279. East is the Beast. This is the one we're stuck on. East Side is the Beast side. East is the Beast. It should say East Side because they yell out East Side.
Yeah.
East is the Beast?
Yeah, that might be the one we have to work on. Because we've gotten a few during while playing Battle of the Burbs.
Well, knowing the East Side players, you just say, suck it, West Side. Right? Pretty much. And then Downriver Rocks with, like, the, you know, the horns on it. Unless there's another one. We had a very nice lady who said, like, Downriver is the place to be or something. What was it?
Yeah, Downriver is the place to go or... That was nice. Sweet lady, but that would look weird on a shirt, I think.
248-398-9279. Trying to figure out what they should be in the shirt. They're going to be your shirt, so if you got some thoughts, share them with us. East Side's the one I'm stuck on. East Side is the Beast side?
Yeah, because you got to have...
shaking her head.
You got to have East Side.
Yeah, I can't say East is the Beast.
Yeah, because that works, but you got to have the full East Side.
East Side. We're not Detroit? I don't know... East Side.
Everything I can think of just keeps kind of
East Side. We
hitting on the East Side, so
East
I don't want to...
We peed in Ann Arbor's granola. No, that one doesn't work. I don't know. 248-398-9279. You can call or text suggestions. Okay, so we are working on this,
though. Yeah, we need that one, though. That's the one.
We just wanted to bring you into the Brain Trust bright and early this morning, what we're kicking around. The East Side's a tough one. I like Downriver Rocks. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Downriver Rocks is it.
And West Side is the best side.
I think those two should be are locked in, but...
East Side Pride. Who texted that in from the 810?
East Side Pride.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good. East Side Pride. You're hesitating. Yeah. You're not sold on it?
Nah, I mean, it's a good suggestion. It's a good starting point. Jump-off point.
East Side Pride. Another one. East is the least, West is still best, go blue. Stop it. Okay, that's what we can't
do. That's what kept coming to my head, because everything that works is bad that rhymes with East.
Okay.
East Side is the weak side. See, I don't want to do that. I love the East Side people.
East smells like yeast. Wait, that's not right. Okay. East Side strong side. East Side rules. Then all I hear is Joe from Family Guy. East Side rules!
Yeah, that or I think, Doyle rules!
Ain't no side like the West Side. That's kind of a Kid Rock nod there. I get that one. Mm. East Side, strong side.
You got Denzel Washington on the shirt with that.
These are good. You guys are all over this. You can call us. 248-398-9279.
Big Jim's house.
We're busy this morning. We're going to talk to the mayor of Royal Oak. We get to do our sales pitch to the mayor of Royal Oak in about 10 minutes. Our idea for Glenn Friday to celebrate his birthday, which is November 6th, on a Friday this year. So we want to make it an annual thing, but we're going to pitch it to the mayor. We're going to need your help as well. And wow, everybody's on it this morning.
This is fun.
So for Battle of the Burbs, people have been saying slogans. We're like, that's fantastic. Let's make t-shirts out of them. So far for West Side, we have...
West Side is the best side.
Okay, and that was yelled out a couple times. I think Tony did that. And then Downriver.
Downriver rocks.
And we'll do like the horns kind of thing. Yeah.
Can we just not like you do them, though?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Tilt your head every time you do it.
We're in a brainstorm. You can't judge people in a brainstorm.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting brainstorm rules.
Yeah. I'll do it again. Yeah. Hey, look. Dad went to his first Skinner concert. Yeah. East Side, though, is where we're stuck. There's a lot of great ideas. East Side is the Beast side has come up a couple times. Other suggestions more than once would include.
Yeah, East Side, Sweet Side has been brought up a couple of times.
They're all good, yep.
What else we got? We got Rise Up in the East Side. A lot of plays off the sun.
We want to appreciate Scott texting in, East Side Chicks Are Easy.
Yeah,
Scott. We're not using that as
that
a T-shirt.
That one can't go on the shirt?
Hey, we're in a brainstorm. Great idea. No bad ideas in a brainstorm. 248-398-927. Hold on. You got Anonymous here? Go ahead.
Hey, play on an Eagles song, Take It Easty.
Take It Easty. Ooh. Well, you're awesome.
That's clever,
we appreciate you listening in the morning, too, okay?
This is Tony from Westland.
Tony!
Oh, hey. She went Anonymous. Not good.
You can't say you're Anonymous and give your name at the end of it.
Well, you can cut that part out.
All right, Tony. You have a great day, okay?
Hey, you too.
Bye. Randy, Eastside, what do you got for us?
I got East, like as if we're going to eat them all.
East.
Ooh.
Okay, nice. East Feast. Okay,
East Feast. All right.
Thank you, bud.
All righty. Thank you.
I appreciate you listening, man. Have a great day.
You.
Rich and Warren, what do you got?
Eastside, eat it.
No bad ideas in a brainstorm. Weird ones, but there we go. All right, Rich, have a good day, bud.
Later.
Oh, God. 248-398-9279. Your suggestions are welcome. We'll talk to the mayor in a little bit for more Loke. I like East Side Slow Ride. Take It Easy.
Ooh, that one's good.
Pretty cool. East Side Rising. Again, that's a cheerleader, isn't it?
Big Jim's House.
And on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Royal Oak, Michigan, Mike Fournier. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you doing?
We're good. Thank you so much for taking time out. We know how busy it is there in Royal Oak. And we wanted to pitch you an idea, if you don't mind, if you got a couple seconds.
I sure do.
Okay, Glenn Frey's birthday is coming up on Friday, November 6th. Obviously, yep. The pride of Dondero High School in Royal Oak. And, you know, we were the folks behind Glenn Frey Drive getting that put up. And the city of Royal Oak, everybody there was just magical. We have an idea. Since it's on a Friday, why don't we, or you, because we can't do this, we can proclaim it, but get the city of Royal Oak to proclaim it Glenn Frey Day in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Very clever. I love that idea. I mean, certainly Glenn Frey is a hero to our community, and I think this is excellent. In fact, you know, Jim, we got a city commission meeting coming up here on the 26th. Why don't we put something out there to make it official?
So you're going to let me speak at the meeting on the 26th?
I think we can make that happen, Jim. Okay. I think we can make that happen. We'll do it virtually. If you can sign up and get onto Zoom,
sure.
We'd love to have you. It'd be amazing to hear your voice and the voice of the listeners through you and see if we can put this on the agenda and convince our commission to make this happen. November 6th, Glenn Friday. I think it's an excellent idea.
Ryan, I didn't think he'd agree to this so quickly. I know what to do now. Okay, I'm married. I'm not sure anybody agreed anything quickly. So, okay, well, so Your Honor, here. So now the 26th, text us. Listeners, not you. You can do it too. I mean, but.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is
Frey.
F-R-E-Y. We have a page where you can put a comment if you think this is a good idea, your thoughts and memories about Glenn Frey and the Eagles here in the Motor City. And then I will read some of those on the 26th. What time? What time is it on the 26th, Mayor?
The meetings usually start around 7:30 p.m.
Okay. All right. Do I have to dress up or anything? I can wear like a suit and just my underwear?
I mean, you just need top half.
Okay.
It's virtual, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Sweatpants are fine. Pants optional, I guess. Whatever you feel comfortable in, Jim.
Ooh, pants optional. Nice.
Easy. You know something, Mike? One of the things that's cool is we still get messages from people from around the country. When they come to the Motor City, they go to Royal Oak, just take a picture of Glenn Frey Drive.
Yep.
They do. And they send it to us.
Wow. That's amazing. And out that way, I mean, right there you see, you know, Dondero High School, where obviously... Glenn graduated from, had one of his first gigs, and you know, it's just a beautiful place, and to see that sign when you guys were so instrumental in helping put up you know, and changed the name of the avenue there to Glen Fry Avenue. I mean, I'll tell you what, even in town, you still see pictures. It's not just people from across town, but we get a lot of traffic there where people are just there to kind of take some time and remember. And I got to give a lot of credit and appreciation on behalf of the city of Royal Oak for all the work you did making that happen, guys. So
absolutely,
we're very grateful.
Yeah, the school board, the city council, and everybody, and Jim Ellison, the time, and I'm Mike Fournier, the mayor of Royal Oak. So, all right. So our next step to make Glen Fry Day a reality is the 26th. I get to present our case at the meeting. Yana, clearly, Glen Fry is a monument to the fine city of Royal Oak. Can I do that like a Southern lawyer when I go on, Ryan? Is that good? Can
That's
I do
fine.
That? Can
I'm
I do
cool
that,
with that,
Your Honor? Can
I don't
I present
know if they'll
it that
like
way?
It, but...
Hey, as you guys may have convinced me, we got six other people we got to convince, so I say bring it, Jim. Bring it. Okay. Listeners, bring it. We got to make the case.
This is not a time to take it easy. You will not sleep late at the Hotel California in the fine city of Royal Oak, Michigan. All right, well, Your Honor, we'll get to work on that. Good Lord. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for the time. Again, everybody, 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is
Fry.
F-R-E-Y, in honor of Glen Fry. Yep. Put your notes, suggestions up there. You and I will talk soon, and we'll see you on the 26th. Thanks, Mayor.
Looking forward to it, Jim. Thank you so much. And, you know, you guys belong to the city, so we're looking forward to it.
Look at him with the Glen Fry record.
Nice.
Well played. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan, our ghost hunter. Angie as well. Do you have a ghost in your house that you know the name of? I know this is a weird question. Want to do $5 on this?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
248-398-9279. No, don't call. Do you have a ghost in your house that you know the name of? Or you think you know the name of them? 248-398-9279. The reason I mention this, coming up in about 15 minutes here, actually about 10 minutes, we'll have an update on Bruce Mansion in Brown City.
Yeah.
Our ghost hunting is getting closer to being a reality. But when we were sitting in the office yesterday talking about ghosts and going to Bruce Mansion, you mentioned a name. There's a name of a ghost in there, we think?
We think so. Well, the last guy to own it, so his name was John. So this goes back to this whole town burnt down.
In the 1800s?
In the 1800s.
Yes.
The only thing that was left standing was this house. Somebody bought it named John, had a family there. They started using it as a funeral parlor in the front of the house. Anyways, his wife left him. John's wife left him. And a month later, they found him in the house. He
hung himself, right?
Hung himself. That's what they say. But there's nothing on his death certificate of how he actually died.
Really?
But they think that he hung himself in the bell tower of this house.
If you've never seen the Bruce Mansion, text us. The keyword, of course, is
Bruce.
It is the most haunted-looking house in the Motor City. Even more so than Eloise, I think, in a lot of ways. That's apples and oranges, but I mean, yeah.
My DPX buddies are pumped. They said there should be a lot of activity here.
All right, we'll explain what's going on. 248-398-9279, those are studio number. Do you have a ghost that's actually like a person in your house? Like a John? Do you have a John in your house?
John!
We should be something like that.
John!
I don't know. I got a friend of mine who was in Charleston, South Carolina on vacation, was in the Charleston Inn, looked down at the end of the hallway, and there was a woman, ghost figure. And she's the most mellow, non... Yeah, she doesn't get into the whole conspiracy theory stuff. And it took her years to admit she even saw that. And it freaked her out. But here in the Motor City, do you have a ghost in your house? 248-398-9279. Hold on. I don't see any calls yet, Ryan. You may owe me $5 here.
We're coming.
Big Jim's house. See us next.
Big Jim's house.
And people started calling left and right about Bruce Mansion in Brown City.
Yes.
Ryan's done a great job of chasing this down. Talked with the owner. Talked to some other folks. So what's the plan? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I'm going to have my brother tag along with me. We're going to meet my buddies Todd, Jeff, and Matt out there from Detroit Paranormal Expeditions. We're going to meet at Brown City, at the house, at the Bruce Mansion. See the owner. He's going to let us in, and we're going to walk around there for a few hours.
Now, the guys from Detroit, the DPX, they're actually going to be streaming this tomorrow night, so you guys know it'll be on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll make sure to share that over, and obviously I'll be posting photos and doing some videos and stuff like that as well. But
it is the creepiest-looking house I've ever seen in my life. Keyword Bruce, and we'll send you the links.
See, now, Eloise, last year we went there, and that obviously everybody knows about it, and that was freaky. and I went with these same guys, but this one is different to me. This, you know, this isn't an institution where a bunch of people have went and there's been stories and stuff. This is one house with a one of the wildest histories I've ever heard of, and
you nervous?
I am very nervous for this one.
It's always good to do something.
I don't really like doing this. So, yeah. I got my protection stone in my wallet. I got another one to give to my brother so he can have it in his pocket.
You got a nickel bag that's a protection stone. It's totally different. Anyway, 248-398-9279. The story of John in there, we'll get to that again if you missed it. The guy who supposedly haunts the house.
Yes.
There's somebody in line one with the story there. Now, who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, are you calling about a ghost?
I am calling about the Bruce house.
Yes.
Okay, so I had met my fiance 12 years ago. I lived in Kentucky. He was from Michigan. Never heard of anything about this house. I had a dream from start to finish about this house and the history of this place. I thought it was just a weird dream, right? And one evening we were driving from Kentucky to Michigan. I was saying, oh, my God, honey, I had this crazy dream about this house. And I was telling him, like, verbatim of what went on in this house, how the original owner was a doctor. There's, like, a little girl that supposedly haunts this place. The guy was shown, like, hanging in, like, a tower.
Hold on a second. So now, you didn't know anything about this house. You've never seen this house. You don't know it. And never. All these dreams, you're having these dreams about the Bruce Mansion that where Ryan's going tomorrow night.
Yes. One dream. And I was telling him about this dream, and he's like, pull over. You're a witch. Now, I'm from the hills of Kentucky. You know, I don't know, and I don't watch ghost stuff. I don't do any of that. And from what I understand, and I kept seeing this little blonde-headed girl in my dream, and she was like, he hurt me. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then cause in the dream, it's like, come to Bruce. And it kept whispering, come to Bruce. I thought it was a man. I was like, oh, okay, whoever you are, I am definitely not coming to you, because in my dream, I'm freaking out, and I'm seeing this. And he pulled up the website of this house because his female friend from here wanted to go to this house. I described the house in full detail, looked exactly like how I described it in the dream, the layout, the owner, the brother of the original owner took it over because I think the original, he wanted to go and join the military, the war, or of some sort.
Okay. So there, hold on a second. We got to get going here with this, but this is just a lot going on. But all this popped into your brain. You never saw it. Again, you didn't know this house existed. You didn't know anything about it. You just had these visions and dreams about it.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You still going tomorrow night, Ryan?
I mean, I think I kind of have to, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Hey, thank you so much for that call. We appreciate you taking time out and sharing that, too.
Tell him to be careful on the stairwell.
You all right?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Battle of the Burbs with good players next. Big Jim's house.
Am I convincing myself?
Boy, yeah, you got scrunchy faced in a hurry, man. We don't want to freak you out before you go. If you don't know, remember you guys a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this. Well, last month, we were talking about somewhere other than Eloise, the Motor City to go. That's a haunted house for our annual Halloween expedition. The Bruce Mansion in Brown City came up from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You did a lot of strong work. We reached out to got hold of the owner. Actually, we had someone call. We got hold of the owner. And tomorrow night, you guys are going out there. What time?
I am meeting the guys there at 9 o'clock, but we'll be starting the Facebook live stream probably 9:45, 10 o'clock by the time we get everything set up and ready to go. If I don't run out by then already. I'm telling you, man, first like real thing that if something real happens to me, I'm out.
You're gone?
I'm gone, 100%.
Okay.
You get...
I'm not going to be mad at you if you freak out and run out of there.
Take the radio bit and shove it. I'm gone.
See? I told you. This is not a bit right now. He's genuinely freaked out. If you want to see this house, which is one of the creepiest houses you'd ever see, text us. The keyword is...
Bruce.
And then, do you have Bobby's text message? Did we put that up there?
Yes, you can see that's that on the post as well.
I want to give you a warning. If you look at this photo and you believe in ghosts, it will freak you out. The text message was...
So Bobby said, we have spirits that my daughter used to see, but then she's blocked them out now that she's 17. But the seal in our window leaked, and it has now looked like there's a little girl looking out. It's been there for years. And our granddaughter's animal puzzles used to be stored in that room, and we would randomly hear the animal sounds day or night. They would just be going off. So tossed the puzzle a while ago because it creeped me totally out. But you have to look at these photos that go along with this story. So basically, there's a little girl haunting their house.
You can see the face. You can 100% see the face. This isn't like you where you play mind games on yourself. Anyway, keyword Bruce. We'll send it right to you. You okay?
Yeah.
And then we have the lady Kimberly who gave this suggestion.
Tell him to be careful on the stairwell.
Okay.
Tell him to be careful walking up the stairwell.
Now, what you didn't hear in that conversation once we got done, Ryan's here in the studio going, what about the stairwell?
Yeah, what's wrong with the stairwell?
What's wrong with the stairwell?
Are you going to get hands coming out of them?
Big Jim's house.
It's time to talk with Sammy yesterday afternoon. If you want to hear this whole conversation, we'll send it right to your phone. When you get time, you can check it out. The keyword, of course, is
Sammy.
There you go, S-A-M-M-Y. Now, we get into a lot in the conversation, but one of the things... And we were told that we could ask one question about Eddie Van Halen. So, you know, we were like, why did you wait till the end of the interview? That's what we were told to do.
Yeah, you got to respect, especially this close to it, you have to respect
what he wants. Exactly. He's got a pay-per-view on Saturday, Sammy. It's a whole, his birthday bash. So he normally does in Cabo. He did at Catalina, nugs.tv, N-U-G-S.tv. You can buy it ahead of time. We'll actually give some away tomorrow morning. But getting back to Sammy and Eddie. So I didn't want to ask him the same question. I wanted to ask him on behalf of you listening right now, because we're all still feeling the same way. You're waking up in a world without Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
It's freaking weird. It's weird. So I wanted him. I asked Sammy to talk to you about it.
I would say to them the same thing that happened to me. Realize that we are mortal human beings. We're all going to die. And just, a matter of time. But the music will live forever. When I was playing the song Right Now and during the pay-per-view, and I asked everyone in the boats to stop beeping their horns and the partying and have a moment of silence for Eddie. And when the piano part came in for Right Now, after that, the light just went off in my head. This song is immortal. It lives forever. We don't. And that will help. That helped me come to terms with it. And I sang that song like I've never sang it in my life. So I just recommend everybody realize that. It's just part of life, and it's tough. But I'm still coming to grips with it. I'm just so happy that him and I reconnected, at the beginning of this year. We didn't make it public because we didn't want it that way. But if that wouldn't have happened, I'd be still in deep mourning. I wouldn't be able to do this interview. But I came to peace with everything, and
Big Jim's house.
If you're just checking in, if you missed what Sammy Hagar had to say to you, the Motor City, about the loss of Eddie Van Halen, we'll rerun it again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Or just text us. We'll send you the whole interview from yesterday. I talked to him yesterday afternoon. Of course, the keyword is
Sammy.
He's doing all these interviews because he's got a pay-per-view on Saturday, his birthday bash.
Yep.
Going to tear it up. Kevin Cronin's on there, Rick Springfield.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
The Circle, Michael Anthony's playing. I know they do that because we've seen some of the teaser video of them. They do that during it, Saturday night. Okay. If you're a Bob Seger fan, when we get done with the show, I'm sending this to Seger's management. Because when I emailed them and they said they weren't sure about this. I'd read a story, and I swear it was Gary Graff talking to Sammy like 5 or 6 years ago. And Sammy Hagar was offered night moves before Bob Seger. You're making the face.
That's an eye-opener.
Okay, you guys listen, tell us. I asked Sammy the question, check this out.
Absolutely. John Carter, who was the A&R guy for Capitol Records, has signed Bob Seger, and he signed me. And on my second record, which was on Capitol, which is my Red album, the song Red on it and all that, he sent me Night Moves and said, I want you to record it. And I said, this is great, I love it, but I can't record a Bob Seger song that's a hit. I'm going, what does Bob think about this? He said, Bob doesn't want to do it either. and I said, oh, man, get out of here. And then Bob ended up doing it, and now I wish I would have.
I never heard that story until recently, Sammy. So that was, that's crazy, man.
I mean, I didn't have a hit for two or three more albums. It's only been three or four more years where Bob took off that year. He got to jump on me, man. That's not fair. No, I love Bob. I did a, when he did his Night Moves record and my Red album came out, both records came out about the same time, I opened for Bob in L.A. And I was playing that song Red, and he was coming in the back door, and he heard you shouting, and he said to a DJ, I heard him doing an interview like later that year, he said, yeah, I had to have that groove, and he wrote Hollywood Nights from listening to Red. So we, him and I are buddies, man. Let me tell you, we're all good.
Okay, I'm not going to get into the Hollywood Nights thing. We'll dive into that tomorrow. We got more time to unpack that little nugget. But if I understand that, tell me if I'm wrong. Seeger wrote Night Moves. We know that. According to Sammy, he didn't initially want to record it. And the A&R guy offered the song to Sammy to do it first.
Right.
And Sammy said no, and Bob went ahead and said, okay, I'll do it. And it was put on Night Moves, and then the rest is musical history. Am I wrong? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're in Seeger country, so I got to be careful. But there's a lot to it. Nothing. It just opens. I mean, like, did he? I don't know. Like, was it written by him or was it given to him? There's a lot of
Ryan
weird stuff
here. Ryan does this
here.
Thing. When he has to hedge, he gets flustered and he starts saying.
I don't want people showing up at my doorstep tonight.
So you're saying.
Don't say Seeger didn't write Night Moves.
No. He wrote Night Moves. Sammy even acknowledges that. But maybe he didn't want to record it and they offered it to Sammy first.
Well, yeah,
so Seeger wrote the song. That's okay, though. I mean, the Hollywood Nights thing. We're not getting into that because I'm not opening that can of worms. Then some people will come to your door.
Yeah.
But, okay. That's news to us.
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Wow. Well, that was a fun show this morning, man. You guys are great. Thank you so much for being part of it every day. Donnie is coming in next. She's got your power lunch for you. City of the Week in Westland. I love the video with her and Steven still. That's so funny. She makes the great best videos for the radio station.
Yeah.
That sounded creepy the way I said it the first time.
I love her videos.
Yeah. Hey, Donnie, I love your videos.
The fans only page is awesome.
Easy. Wow. Okay. A little insight into Ryan's life.
Yeah. Popular thing going on right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love your videos. Okay. Donnie's coming in next. With Steven. If you watch the video, Steven does look like Shaggy out there.
Yeah.
Like we're an always man. I swear I heard a ghost, man. Like you.
He told me he had to Sage's house because he thought he got brought one home with him.
Like there's a ghost in my house, man. When you watch Steven in the video, he looks like Shaggy. Oh, he does. All right, we're back tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, in case you missed, I just mentioned a couple minutes ago, more of a Sammy Hagar. Sammy's statement, or message is a better way to put it, to people here in the Motor City about the lost Eddie Van Halen. It's beautiful.
Yes.
So we'll play that for you at 7 a.m. Our whole conversation, of course, is already up. Jim for Jim Bits, right? Keyword Jim?
Yeah, that, or if you want to just go right to it, text keyword Sammy.
Okay, good.
I got it right there.
Thank you. And then we will actually give away some of the VIP passes for his pay-per-view event tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Whew, we got a lot going on. And you've only got 24 hours to go spend a night at the Bruce Mansion.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yep.
Well, the cool thing is, if you bring if you bring one of the ghosts home with you when you go to look at flowers and cake, you'll have a separate one there.
Nah, they'll see my house and go, it's too small. I'll just turn around. Go back to the mansion.
Oh, whatever. It's not like a haunted house in Disney. Donnie's next. We love your videos, Donnie.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.